This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It is November subscription and donation and generosity towards Behind the Black, because not only is there private space to follow and people are making money out there and they have big plans for the 21st century, but there's exploration and discovery. No more vital than discovering something from another star system, the passing by interstellar comet called I3 Atlas. There have been various attempts to image it with satellites that were designed for something else. Right now, there are images coming out. What do we make of the images, Bob?
All right. So what's happened is the comet is it's interstellar. It comes from out of the solar system. It's called Comet 3I Atlas. They looked at it when it first arrived with telescopes here on Earth and as well as Webb and Hubble. But it's now behind the sun where we can't see it. However, it's actually in a position where it's closer to Mars and several other interplanetary probes. So this week, NASA had a press conference where it released a whole bunch of images taken by a whole bunch of other probes, including the Perseverance rover on Mars surface, two different Mars orbiters, three different solar observatories, as well as the asteroid probe Lucy on its way to Jupiter. What's important about all these images, John, is none of them really were very good. They're very far away. It's really only a few pixels across. The best image was taken by a Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. I've got that posted on Behind the Black. The bottom line is all these images confirm one thing. This is a comet. It is not an interstellar alien spacecraft, as some idiots on the web have proposed. It is a comet. It is a unique comet, like all comets are. It has some is behaving in some ways different than others, but then every comet behaves uniquely. That it is so much like all other comets, our solar system is not that unique, John. That's the profound takeaway.
We move to more discoveries. We're looking right now at the Swift rescue mission. To what, Bob?
Swift, the Gerald's Swift telescope has been one of the most successful, relatively cheap telescopes NASA ever launched. It's designed to detect gamma ray bursts, high energy events, but then very, very quickly, within minutes, turn and take optical pictures of the same site. Its launch made possible identification of what gamma ray bursts are. And scientists use it regularly for this kind of research because you can get multiple wavelength images of objects. Well, it's been up for a long time, more than almost 20 years, and its orbit is beginning to decay. It will burn up in 2029 if something's not done. So NASA has hired a company called Catalyst to do a rescue mission. This is actually a startup doing robotic rescue missions. It reshaped its demo mission to rescue Swift. What's great is they've now hired Northrop Grumman's old Pegasus air-launched rocket to launch their mission. So this is all old stuff and new stuff combining to rescue a space telescope. If this mission can succeed, it's a quite daring mission, asking a new company to do this that's never done it before using an old rocket from the 80s. We'll see how this plays out, John. It's quite interesting.
30 seconds, Bob. Have we ever captured an avalanche on Mars? They're looking for one.
Yes, we've done this many, many times, actually. There are avalanches that occur on the rim of the southern, the North Pole. Pictures, they take hundreds of them. Hundreds take place, so they've caught them. So they monitor them. I got a picture on Behind the Black of a scarp of that edge. And so, yes, they do it.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Your subscriptions and donations are most, most generous.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.